understand. So we've been looking at the end times and the book of Revelation and just trying to understand, the things that will happen and the things that God, in his own wisdom, he has purposed that should happen. And the reality is we need to not be ignorant, because when we are informed, when we are aware of what will happen, then we are better prepared. And one of the reasons why, as Christians, we believe in the Bible, and one of the evidences of Christianity is always fulfilled prophecy. And I think I've forgotten some figures, but there's some figures which give the number of fulfilled prophecies compared to that have been fulfilled even in our times. I mean, it's like the Bible is one of the books that has the highest number of accurate prophecies that have been fulfilled. And that tells us that it is, a true representative of the heart of God, of the mind of God, and thus it needs us, understanding and all that. And we've been looking we've been seeing about, the tribulation period, and we were able to distinguish that the tribulation period refers to the 7-year time period before the return of the second coming of Christ. And this 7-year period is actually divided into two parts, where there'll be the first 3.5 years, of which the Antichrist or the beast, who will come as a man of peace. He will make a covenant with the people, even with Israel. He will tell them that, that he will make peace generally in the whole world. And in the middle of that, and in the middle of that 3.5 years, is where we. Okay, I'll give my view, and then there are also other views which I'll explain. Is where we believe the church will be taken away, and this is what we call the mid-tribulationism. And then after that, after the 3.5 years, now the Antichrist will change, and he will become very violent. He will abolish every worship of God. He will be blasphemous. He will sit, in the temple and say he's the one to be worshipped. We also see that he will be given authority over the saints, where he'll be able to torture, to put people in prison, to put people, to kill people by the sword. And beyond that, we also see that it is some. It he also had, miracles and signs, and he comes with the workings of Satan. And what we also see is that a second beast comes, which we saw is a false prophet. And this false prophet, just prior before that, the Antichrist is given power by the dragon, and people worship the dragon as well as they worship the beast. They worship the Antichrist. So he has the power of Satan, and he'll even be given authority over the saints. And this will also come to the different reasons which I will give. Why we, at times we find saints, at times we find the church, and we try to understand the various aspects. So today we'll ideally look at the rapture, and we'll try and look at this tribulation period and the different beliefs that are there about it. But generally, the events are these in the Great Tribulation period, which some people now divide as the halfway period between the 3.5 years to the 7 years, is where, the there will be it will be more troublesome than any other period in the world. And in that period, what will happen is that we see that there will be the false prophet will come. He will do miracles. People will believe him. Those who are marked for destruction will believe him. Then he will also set up a statue of the beast, of the Antichrist, and he will give life to that statue. And that statue will be able to speak, and it will command people to bow down and worship it. Now, anyone who does not bow down and worship it will be killed, will be killed or put in prison. And apart from that also is that they will be the mark of the beast. So it will command everyone to receive the mark of the beast. So there'll be no buying or selling or anything. There'll be no buying or selling without the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast, we saw that will be put on your hand or also on your forehead. Now, only those whose names, you know, who don't receive the mark of the beast will go to heaven, in that will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so anyone who will choose to disobey the beast by refusing the mark of the beast either will struggle to survive, will make to have their own food and all that. But if the moment you take the mark of the beast, then it means that you are doomed for destruction, and you will not be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God says that, you know, he has to shorten that time because so that he can preserve the people. So it is a concern of God that, you know, that time is shortened, otherwise it will be very terrible. Now, also another thing that also takes place in this tribulation period is that God also judges the earth. And you know, there are this, you know, bowls of, you know, of judgments that come, and will, God willing, will help us to understand that. But today, as we focus on, you know, on the rapture, we know that the rapture is the time that God will come and take his church. And this we have read, and we can read also in First Thessalonians. Let me see if I can just open that. The rapture takes place in, yeah, First Thessalonians chapter 5. And where the Bible tells us that he will come like a thief in the night. And if we go to, you know, verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it says that, "But I will not have you to be ignorant concerning them that are asleep, and you should not sorrow as those which do not have hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them which also sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. For with this we say to you unto by the word of the Lord, that which we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go ahead of those who have slept. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord." Yeah, so that's where we get the, you know, the aspect of rapture, that those who are alive shall be caught up, and they shall be, you know, meet the Lord in the air. First, the dead who died in Christ will rise. And then we who are alive when Christ comes, and remember, it will happen in the twinkling of an eye. We are told that if you look at Matthew 24, that two will be walking, and as they walk together, one will be taken, the other will be left. Two will be sleeping on the same bed, one will be taken, the other will be left. And that tells us that no one knows the exact day or the hour that it will take place. But what we know is that when the rapture happens, it will be instant. You know, someone who might, you know, maybe have been living a righteous life or a Christian, and then you decide to walk away from the faith, you're living in sin, you never know at which and any point when the rapture will take place. So the rapture is a taking away, is us being caught up, like the way a bird will catch, and we will go and meet the Lord in the air. And that meeting is to welcome the Lord, or to, you know, to have fellowship with him and join him. Now, there are three beliefs that people ask or consider when the rapture will take place. So now we've discussed the tribulation period as the 7 years of the final 7 years before the coming of Christ, which will be the time of trouble. Some people call it the Jacob's distress, you know, the period of Jacob's trouble. And some people believe it is the time when God will deal with the Israelites. So some people believe it is not the church, it is Israelites. But anyway, I will not go into all those debates, but I will say that there are three beliefs that correspond to the rapture. Now, there are those who believe that the rapture will happen before the beginning of the tribulation period. That means they believe that that before the tribulation period, that means before the beginning of the 7 years, the rapture will happen. And they argue that why does that happen is because God has promised that, you know, that the believers will not suffer from wrath, you know. That and you know, and that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:9. The Bible says that God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So they say that because, you know, God will not want the believers to suffer in the same way the unbelievers will suffer, then ideally the church will be raptured before the tribulation period. And then there are also those who, there are also other verse they use is also Revelation 3:10, where God says, I will rescue you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the earth. That means that because God has promised that he will rescue, you know, the believers, and from the hour of trial that will come on the earth, so they will also, you know, use that and try to show that that actually shows that Christ will rapture the church and before the tribulation period. And also the third aspect that they use is that they say, you know, when you look at the Greek words, the word the church is only used in the first three chapters, where the church is trying to, you know, to when God sends the message to the seven churches. And then they see that the after that what we use is saints, and so we're trying to see to show that in this time of judgment the church will have already been raptured, but now it will be either the Jews who will be dealt with, the Israelites will be dealt with, or it will be those who will be left behind who will go through the persecution of this time period. So in a way, what we agree on and what I wanted to say is in this period is that what we agree is the rapture will take place. Now, tribulation, so the tribulation, pre-tribulation believes that the rapture will take place before the tribulation period. Now, the other aspect of the tribulation, or when the rapture takes place, is what we call the mid-tribulation period. Now, the mid-tribulation period, it means that at the middle of the 3.5 years, you know, the Antichrist will already have been revealed. He will already, you know, have started to make peace. But then just before he changes, just before he, you know, he turns to be as wicked as he's supposed to be, or as he's prophesied to be, and just before the difficult, you know, hours of trials that will come, that is when some people believe, and most people believe, that this is when the rapture will take place. So that means it accounts for the Christians who also go through trouble and tribulation, although the great tribulation that happens from 3.5 years onwards is more serious than the other tribulation that takes place. So because, you know when as you said, when in that time, in the time of the greater tribulation, there will be now, you know, the trumpets, the serious trouble, you know, where there will be, you know, the locusts coming, the locusts that have tails of scorpions, and they have, you know, these crowns and these teeth, you know, where deadly beasts will come from the earth, you know. And there are many more evils that will happen. And, you know, there's the sky, the stars falling, you know, the judgment of, you know, famine, of the rivers turning to red, and, you know, the moon becoming dark, and earthquakes and torment. You know, there'll be so much that will happen in the greater tribulation period. And so the belief of the mid-tribulation period, mid-tribulationism, is that when the rapture happens in the midway point, yes, there will be some suffering that will be experienced, which will be common to all, which we have talked about towards the end. You know, nation will turn against nation, brother against brother. You know, there will be hunger, pestilences, earthquakes here and there. So that part everyone will experience. But then the rapture takes place, the Antichrist appears on the scene, and then those who are left behind will now pay for it with their blood, in that they will have to refuse the mark of the beast and eventually that. So these two beliefs, the pre-tribulation period and the mid-tribulation period, show that there are two comings of Jesus. So they show that when Jesus will come in the rapture, he will bring the church up, catch the church up, stay with them until now at the end of the, you know, the 7 years, when now he will come to destroy the Antichrist and bring judgment on the earth. And then that is when the 1,000 years reigns begins on the earth. Now, if the third view is that there is no, or rather the rapture happens at the end of the tribulation period, which is now post-tribulationist. And now those who believe that it happens at the 7 years believe that it is when there will be no two comings, so it will be at the same time. As Christ is coming, as we are being raptured to meet Christ, receive him, then we are also, then we come back with him immediately. So we'll just go and welcome him and then come and rule on the earth and conquer the Antichrist. So now when you think of it, so three views. One is that the rapture happens before the tribulation period. The other view is the rapture happens at the midway of the tribulation period, dividing the tribulation period and the great tribulation period. And then the third view is that the rapture happens at the same time when Jesus is coming back and he comes to judge the earth. Now, all these three views have, you know, both weaknesses and support from scriptures. And I mean, depending on how you look at it, you would have to make a choice where to lean in. Depending on, you know, on the context or on the denomination. But what we can agree on as believers is this, that Christ is coming. That's what I can say. Christ is coming. Now, he will come to take his church to be with him. He will come to rapture the church. Now, also what we agree on is that there's going to be trouble. There's going to be tribulation. What we also agree is that there's going to be tribulation in which believers will experience also some form of tribulation. We also see that the believers will, there's those who are saints who will also be saints of the tribulation period. Either those who will believe in Christ after people have gone, you know, after the rapture has taken, there are people who will remember and say, oh, what they were preaching was true. I believe in Jesus. You know, and also think of, you know, that there's a time where we are told of, you know, of the, you know, people will still be, they'll still be, the word of God will still be on the earth. And so there are those who will believe, there are those who will have been left behind, you know, and I think there's a movie called Left Behind, which tries to highlight that there are those who will be left behind, and they will now be remembering, oh, I wish I was serious. I wish I was what? So they will also suffer, and that one we have said they will pay it with their blood, because they will be killed, because at that time, you know, the Antichrist will be given power. And also what we agree is that at the end of the 7 year period there is judgment, where not only judgment, Christ comes and he conquers the Antichrist, and also where we now believe he now comes to establish his rule on the earth. Now, whichever side you choose to lean on, it's up to you, or it's fine. You can see the scriptures. I personally am believe in the mid-tribulation period, where I believe that in the middle of the 3.5 years is when the rapture will take place. And when the rapture takes place, then we experience, prior to that, we experience some tribulation with the rest of the world. But then we will be saved from the greater tribulation that will happen you know, in the 3.5 periods where God will rescue the church and rapture the church. And but of course, there are those also who strongly believe there is no rapture, and they believe in many things, that even there is no 1,000-year reign of Christ on the earth. But at the end of the day, what matters is that we know that the Bible has prophesied that this will come. And the reason why there are challenges in interpretation is because the message was given to John the Revelator in terms of signs. You know, that's why the Bible says, I will signify. There were a lot of symbolism was used. Now, because symbolism is used, it leads to also a lot of interpretation or interpretation, that different interpretations. But what we agree on, Christ is coming back. We need to be ready. We need to be found ready, because if we are found ready and our names are written in the book of the life, book of life, we will go and be with him. But if we're not found ready, then we will be forced to receive the mark of the beast, and that also marks our eternal judgment and condemnation. So I will stop there, my brother, and I pray that God has given us some wisdom and insight, and you're welcome for questions or reflections. Over.
Thank you, Dr. Mana. No questions and reflect.
Okay, we thank God. Thank you. Thank God for the clarity, and we pray that God will help us to understand more about him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are gracious, you are faithful, you are in charge of us, O God. And indeed, you speak to us in a language that we understand, that we are able to know the things that you have purposed for us and the things that will come. And more importantly is that we should live lives worthy of the calling, to know that at each and every moment you may call us to be with you, or also you might come back for us and take us to be with you, O God. And for that, I pray that our hearts be found ready. I pray for my brothers, my sisters who need to continue knowing the truth and to confess their sins and to live holy lives. I pray that you may help us, O God. By your grace, keep us in faith, keep us in truth, keep us in salvation, O God, because it is you that is able to keep us from falling and to present us before your great presence with great joy. I pray for our family members. I pray for our children. I pray for our brothers, our sisters. I pray even for our workplaces. We pray for the church, that, Lord, you continue to be with us. Remember, anyone that's being attacked by the evil one, we rebuke every work of the evil one. And I pray that you may bless your people with wisdom, give them direction and grace in everything that they do. May your name be praised, be worshipped, and be glorified. At the end of the day, we return all glory and honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed day. Shalom.